The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. The spotlight is set on the Catherine McCauley Center today, and the Executive Director, Ann Duggar, is joining us. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Let's give a nice little introduction to the audience as to what you guys do for our area.
Absolutely. So the Catherine McCauley Center was started in 1989 by the Sisters of Mercy. The idea was to just help women get their GED, or HISET now, and they soon realized that the women that they were helping actually did also need some transitional housing help as well. So Catherine McCauley herself was a nun in the 1700s in Ireland and started the Sisters of Mercy. Go look her up. She's a super inspiring woman. Right now, what we do is we have an education services. So it's adult basic education. We majority teach immigrants and refugees, English, citizenship, computer skills, conversation classes, you name it. We try to meet that need in the spirit of the Sisters of Mercy. And then we also have a transitional and supportive housing program called Women's Services for women who are in need of just a little bit of help coming out of crisis, maybe domestic violence, incarceration, addiction as well.
It's probably a bad metaphor, but it's not like either one of those are a quick fix or like, we're just going to address that and then move you on to the next one. Yeah. You guys are always looking for something that provides long-term stability.
Yeah, it is a long-term. We want people to thrive. So thriving means you have to put in some work to do it. The Women's Services, people can stay up. The women can stay up to 2 years with us. As far as adult basic education goes, that's a lifelong. People come and go, and they sometimes study for years and years and years.
Well, that's the thing about education too, which I like that that's where that foundation is. Again, it's not something like you went to school and you moved on. You're using those skills every day in life.
All the time. Yep. And adults really, if you look into adult learning, it is about what's applicable immediately. So most of our students can go immediately to the store, to the bank, to their kids' school and start using those skills that they're learning with us.
And that's a life skill as well as kind of the textbook skill.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do that helps strengthen us as a community?
I always say we create community. So part of what helps strengthen the Cedar Rapids community is of course, immigrants and refugees always need help becoming a part of the community. So we have a volunteer tutors who help teach every hour that we're open, over 250 of them. And part of that community building is just having the one-on-one time with somebody from the community. So you get to learn about not just your student, but the student gets to learn about the tutor and about our culture here. And as far as women go, this is really about getting them back into the community as well. So we're constantly building those connections.
As you're looking for people to help and volunteer, what are some steps as people are listening this morning if they would actually like to help in your mission?
They can go to our website, cmc-cr.org, and they can sign up to volunteer. There's some orientations that go on. I always tell people, even if you have no teaching background, my master's degree is in teaching, so I'll teach you how to teach. That's no problem. There's several different ways to volunteer. There's certainly ways to donate as well to help us continue with our mission.
Let's talk about an event you have coming up. And if you go to that website, just click on events. Tell me all about the open house coming up on April 4th.
Yeah, we started to think about events that we've done in the past and events that we want to do in the future. And we really thought we're an open house kind of place. We, again, trying to create those connections and community. So April 4th from 11 to 2, we'll be hosting an open house kind of fundraiser. But if you just want to come and see what we do, we have a bunch of activities. I'm really excited because we have temporary tattoos. This is my new fun thing.
Your new addiction.
I know. I'm just like, whoa, those are going to be so cool. So we have some activities for kids. We'll have music and food, and we'll have a little presentation, just some awards that we want to give out as well. And it is just, if you can RSVP, that'd be great. You can do it on the website. There's also an email, rsvp@cmc-cr.org. Or you can just stop by. That'd be great. There is a kind of special event in the morning from 10 to 11. If you donate over $1,000, you get kind of a behind the scenes tour of what we do.
Nice.
As well. And some activities that we're going to do in that hour.
And I love that you're doing it, you know, on a midday on a Saturday. It creates that perfect inviting open house time frame.
Exactly. We're a little informal. We're a little goofy, honestly. There's a lot of singing and dancing that happens all the time at the center. So we thought, let's do an open house and really show off who we are to the community.
Such a vital resource to our Cedar Rapids area and a great opportunity to show your support, not only in person, but hopefully with some donation of time and money as well. Open House, Cultivating a Place of Welcome, coming up on April 4th at the Catherine McCauley Center. Again, that website, cmc-cr.org. That's going to wrap up our time, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.